Franklintown. The southern end of the island has been home to a community of African Americans since 1862, when the Union forces occupied Amelia Island and freed the enslaved people on the plantations. After the Civil War ended in 1865, the once captive African Americans who had worked on the Harrison Plantation established a free settlement and named it Franklintown. The name originated from a formerly enslaved pioneer named Franklin E. Town. Gabriel Means, Stephen Drummond, Gilbert Hopkins, and the Robert Stewart families built their lives on 200 acres of land between the Atlantic Ocean and the Amelia River. It must have seemed like the promised land. Over the years, the families were involved in farming, fishing, and raising livestock. Gabriel Means purchased an additional plot of land, paying $340 for 40 acres, where he constructed a two-story house and established a farm during Reconstruction. In 1888, he donated property to build a community church and school in Franklintown. Today, there are still descendants of those first Franklintown families living in the American Beach community. All that remains of the original settlement are the old relocated wooden church building, an 1892 church bell, and the Franklintown Cemetery. The cemetery sits on land deeded by the Harrisons to the free African American families who had once been enslaved on their plantation. This hallowed ground narrowly survived the developers' bulldozers in 1971, when the area that is now the Plantation Point subdivision was being built. Disputes over ownership put this sacred space and its resting souls at risk. Community outrage and public pressure produced permanent legal protection from real estate development for the burial grounds and an easement to allow access. Now surrounded by newly built leisure residences, this gathering of silent ancestors is represented by grave markers dating back as far as the late 1800s and as recent as the 2000s. Symbolically, visitors must pass through a chained gate and no trespassing signs to enter.